Welcome back to season 6 of the... Why am I talking like a robot?
Welcome back to season 6 of The Astrolic Explains with me, Alfredo, and my husband, the robot Chris.
Welcome back. I can't believe 6 series.
Yes, we say this every year.
I know, and I'll keep saying it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I did not update the software of robot Chris. What are we talking about today?
So for the first episode back, we have a guest question.
A guest question, yay!
Hello, Astroholic. My question is, are seasons common on other planets? I've noticed that fictional worlds in sci-fi tend to have a climate and weather, but they don't often show a change in seasons. So I'm curious if that is a common phenomenon in the universe.
So as you just heard, the question is about uniform climate on fictitious planets.
Yes.
So let's go through a few, unless there's something that you want to preface this with.
My preface is mostly that I don't really think it's possible, not to give the spoilers immediately, but also is the fact of what do we define as uniform climate. Obviously we can discuss climate, but I think we can go into details as we discuss fictional and real planet. Shall we start with fictional?
Let's do it. First one that springs to mind, Hoth. Star Wars Hoth.
So, if you don't know, Hoth is a completely frozen planet.
We think. Maybe. I assume it's completely frozen all over.
Yeah.
For the sake of this, we'll see.
For the sake of this, is a single climate world. So, I would say that if our interest is just having a world that is covered in ice, you have those kind of worlds in the solar system. Europa and Enceladus are those kind of worlds.
Are they covered in solid ice?
They're covered in solid ice. Ganymede and probably Callisto. Too many worlds in the solar system are covered in solid ice or a mixture of ice and rocks. So,
that...
yes, but they also have very thin atmospheres. So, it's a little bit more complicated, I would say.
But how do they work in terms of... So what sort of thing would that tell us about Hoth? If we can see that these worlds exist already, these frozen ice worlds, what about them? How, I mean, they are obviously quite different from Earth, and we have seasons, we have different climates.
Okay. How? Why do we have seasons? So seasons depend on variation of the amount of sunlight or starlight, if we're considering an exoplanet or Hoth, that the world receives throughout its orbit. So strike around the sun, strike around its star.
Yeah.
So the season depends on the tilt the planet have with respect to this orbital plane. Earth is about 23 degrees, so we have quite distinct seasons. So on part of the year, the northern hemisphere is facing the sun. In the other part of the year, is the southern hemisphere facing the sun, and then the equinox in which it's the planet gets the same amount of sunlight roughly everywhere. You still get sunlight at a certain angle depending on your latitude. Even if the Earth tilt was completely perpendicular to its orbital plane, you would not have seasons anymore, but you would have a different the light, the sunlight, would be different depending on your latitude. So you still would have a slightly different climate.
Yeah.
on Earth we don't know enough about is still to know what's going on. But I think it's much easier to make a frozen planet because you can. It doesn't really matter if it's always much colder at the poles than it's at the equator, if it's all frozen all over. So.
Now, this is a bit of a curveball question
for
this planet. So, let's say, for the sake of argument, that Hoth is perpendicular to its orbit.
Yeah, so it's still...
Its pole is up and down, it's not that off an angle. So that would imply that, you know, you would still get a variation of climate from the North Pole to the South Pole. But what if Hoth is actually within a twin sun system, twin star system? If one sun was, let's say, up off at a weird angle over to the left, and the other sun was off at a different angle down in the other sort of region, would that not distribute the sunlight? I mean, it's hard to say, isn't it?
In a binary system, you can have planets that goes around both stars.
Does that
affect
the climate in a really weird way because the sunlight is distributed differently?
Yes, it would. But still, assuming that you have a very stable orbit and a perpendicular tilt, so it's spinning like a spinning top on a table.
Yeah.
You still would have the same problem. You just would have longer days and during other time shorter, depending on where the sun's appear to be in the sky. So I don't think that would make much difference in terms of climate. I think that the more extreme you go...
By extreme, you mean?
Like a frozen planet.
Okay.
Or a planet like Venus that is has atmospheric pressure, I think, around 90 atmospheres, if I remember correctly. It's very, very high. It's like being almost a kilometer underwater. Please do double check the numbers because just remember that if you were on the surface, you would be crushed and you would be melted because the temperature on the surface is in 470 degrees. And there are changes, and there are some weird precipitation of snow, quotation mark, it's not ice snow on the peaks of Venus, but there are things that happen because of difference in altitude, etc. But it is a planet that has roughly the same condition everywhere, but the conditions are extreme, and because of those extremes that is that the planet is constant. But we can have a look at Mars, which is like a very cold version of Tatooine or Arrakis, so it's desert planet.
It's desert, although it's not, well, Mars is not uniform climate, surely.
It's not uniform climate. Sure. Mars has seasons and has dust storms, has snow and ice at the poles.
Yeah.
But for all intents and purposes, on our expectation of a climate, that is a frigid desert all over.
Yeah.
It doesn't much... If we were to prepare ourselves to go and settle Mars, as we have spoken in previous episodes... It doesn't matter to us that in certain places it gets a few tens of degrees colder than at the equator, which I think maximum is maybe just below zero. It's like it's not a nice environment. It's not a place that you think, oh, okay, there are areas that are definitely nice. It's you are struggling everywhere. And you have those kind of you have those kind of uniformity, but it depends very much what you mean. Like I would think that a planet like Dagobah, if we assume that it's swamp all over,
yeah,
you cannot have that because how do you keep the uniform starlight?
That kind of climate across the entire surfaces. Yes. Do you think, well, I think at least, that what we might be facing is the concept of, within sci-fi films, when characters say, oh, we need to go to the ice planet Hoth, for example, or the desert planet Arrakis, is that 99% of the planet is desert, but it still has its poles, it still has its completely different climate. But like you just said then with Mars, Mars is a desert planet, but at its poles it has completely different weather. It's just known as such because that's predominantly the climate on that planet.
Yeah, but at that point we can...
we could just say it's like any other planet, really.
No, it's the fact that... So what if Arrakis has poles, why are the Fremen not closer to the pole where they could get water through precipitation condensation? Even if we assume that it's a very hot planet, you still get less sunlight, less harsh condition. Hoth, if we assume that it's mostly frozen, you would want to stick to the equator because you get more sunlight and maybe some thawing. It's a easy way to make planets distinct
when it comes to
sci-fi, so you make them recognizable. And
it's part of the trope of the genre, isn't it? Because especially in fantasy,
mm-hmm.
you would have a character going to all of these different places. You would have like the icy wastelands of a place or the frigid desert of somewhere else, to stick to the same themes, so that when that's translated into sci-fi and when that's translated into space, it makes sense that they would put these environments solely on different planets to give the characters a chance to explore, to venture around a star system. That's my point.
So. Oh. Yes, I think that we want to create distinct environments, and while there are certainly distinct worlds, and we could imagine that small changes in, for example, an exoplanet system like TRAPPIST-1, it's got 7 planets, 3 of them within the habitable zone, the other either too close or too far away. But you could imagine a civilization born one of the habitable zone planets then spreading to the other planets, given that they're so close, and maybe terraforming over billions of years. Let's just go on the sci-fi. And obviously the one that are too close, you need to have maybe, they will be more desert-like. The one that are far away, they will be more icy, and vast majority you could create those distinct. The one in the inner end of the habitable zone could have a more humid environment, so it might have vast Dagobah-like swamp or rainforest, and the one further away could be a more temperate. Mm. So you could create those environments, but it's not, there's no way to make a unique single climate unless you push to an extreme.
So we've talked about the uniform climate, but is the opposite possible if you had like a completely unstable climate that was always changing? Is that a thing that could happen? I mean, I guess it's similar to Earth.
No, but our climates apart,
human... we have our times of year way, yeah.
Yeah, it's stable. It's it changes, but in a
stable pattern.
In a stable pattern.
Yeah.
I think most planets would have they can have very weird patterns, but mostly would be stable. Like one example is Uranus. Its tilt it's roughly parallel to the orbital plane. So
it was knocked completely sideways.
Yeah, there was a massive collision about 3 billion years ago. We think that knocked it on its side. So there are times in which one pole is pointing at the sun, another time that is the opposite pole, and then in the middle, the equinox is when the equator. So that is big variation. Obviously, Uranus is not a rocky planet, so you would not get species as we would understand. But it's a fascinating change that one hemisphere spent months in complete darkness, not just the pole. So that could be very cool. If we have a planet orbiting three stars, that would be an extremely complicated system that would not have that kind of pattern. So there is a possibility to make things more chaotic and less standard. It's a
That might be something worth exploring in
worth
sci-fi.
Exploring,
like that,
worth exploring in sci-fi. But yes, I think uniform, you could get away with a few places, but you cannot possibly have a single climate for planet unless you are somehow geoengineering, and that is a trope used in a lot of sci-fi. Yes. Oh, this planet is wonderful and tropical everywhere is because we have satellites that make it happen.
Cool. So I guess that pretty much answers the question. It's not really possible in real life.
No, it is not. Sorry, Steve, if you were hoping to, I don't know, travel to, I'm now trying to think, one of many uniform climate planets, and they're all horrible. Like, you wouldn't want to be in Arrakis, you wouldn't want to be on Hoth. I can think of...
Oh, a nice little ice hotel on Hoth, that'd be great.
No. Absolutely not.
A nice little yurt on Arrakis. No.
No. If I were to go somewhere with a uniform stable climate, it would be the tropical planet of Risa in Star Trek, and that is satellites that keep it that way. So I think no uniform planet for me, thank you.
Hi, Alfredo here. Did you know I'm writing a book? It's called Invisible Rainbows, and it is about all of the cosmic discoveries we're making with the light beyond what we can see with our own eyes. On this journey, we meet incredible LGBTQ+ astronomers from all over the world, delivering insights on their work at the cutting edge of astronomy. Help crowdfund Invisible Rainbows by pledging a copy at unbound.com.